Well, May is here, and this is a busy weekend for us this first weekend. We're graduating our third class of One Life students at the Lodestar Mountain Inn, and it has been a wonderful year. I thank God for each of our students and for the impact they've had on my life and for what God has done in their life throughout this year. I think it's one of the greatest things we've ever done. And we have about 3 slots open for young women for this coming fall. We'll begin the end of August, and it's a year like no other. So if you've got a high school graduate, I would encourage you to look closely at taking a gap year. And it's a year like, as I said, no other. And it's an investment in their life, evangelism, discipleship. So we'd love for you to be a part of it. Tell your friends about it. Pray for us. And then Memorial Day this year is coming up. This will be our 10th annual Memorial Day celebration at the Rockingham County Fairground. We are taking it to a whole new level. We got music, we got car show, we got food vendors, we got other vendors, and it's going to be a fun, family-friendly day at the Rockingham County Fairground, Memorial Day, starting at noon and going until dark. So plan to spend that day with us. Tell your friends about it. Thanks for praying. Thanks for being a part of all that we're doing. I value your friendship. I value your prayers. God bless you, and we'll look forward to seeing you at Memorial Day.
Keep Your Drive Alive, a daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14, "If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." Recently, I was reading and found this quote from the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Michael Ramsay: "No resurrection, no Christianity." Last month, we celebrated Easter, and I know that's when we focus on the resurrection, but really, we are alive in Christ because of the resurrection. I just want you to own that. Paul writes in Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4, "Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." You have been raised if you know Christ in a personal way. You no longer live, but now Christ lives in you, and he raised you for the purpose of representing him well in all that you do. And again, that's one of the purposes of Keep Your Drive Alive, helping us to be reminded of the fact that we are his representative wherever we go. He has strategically placed you there. He has given you new life in Jesus Christ so that we can relate that new life, share that new life, give that new life to a whole new generation. And that's my prayer for you. Wherever you go today, realize that you are representing him because of his resurrection power that is at work in you. You have a great day. God bless you, and I look forward to being with you tomorrow.
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.